Hello, everyone. It is that time. It is superhero time. It is deep dive time. Let's put it all together. It is that time, superhero deep dive time. All right. I have a pretty cool episode. This one is a very obscure character that really I don't know what's there to do. But let's talk about him, and maybe something will come as I am doing this. Oh, let me get the disclaimers out of the way and we will get into it. So the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. I'm on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. I'm on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. And you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. All right. So I am talking about Wild Child. Who is Wild Child? That is a really good question with a not really great answer. He's a Marvel character. I'm going to be happy to go into him. And once I start talking about him, you'll probably know who I'm talking about at that point. But superhero fun fact in general, the script for the first X-Men movie was written in actually 1984 by Roy Thomas and Jerry Conway. The script was written for Orion Pictures, and however, this script was never developed further. This script featured Professor X before he has a wheelchair, Storm, Wolverine, Cyclops, Nightcrawler, Kitty Pryde, and Colossus going up against an organization known as Proteus. So, I remember Orion Pictures. They did a lot of sci-fi stuff. I think it would have been interesting to see a 1984 version. I have no idea how it would look. It would probably look terrible, so this was all for the best, I'm sure, but it still would have been interesting. All right, let's get into Wild Child. His real name is Kyle Gibney. Now, Kyle Gibney is a mutant who manifested a feral mutation during puberty. This mutation granted him enhanced physical abilities and an increased rate of regeneration. He also gains a bestial appearance, which prompts his parents to throw him out of their house. Living on the streets, he's kidnapped by the conspiratorial Secret Empire and subjected to experimentation that alters his mind and body and makes him mentally unstable and prone to violent and animalistic behavior. During this time, he becomes acquainted with Dr. Valerie Cooper, a United States government official who is unaware of the Secret Empire's true nature or activities. He's freed by Wire, the man who has unwittingly been the source for the genetic material that is used in Empire's experiments. Gibney, now going by the name Wild Child, is detained by the military and given over to the custody of Canada's Secret Department H, who oversees the Alpha Flight team. The Alpha Flight member Walter Langowski, wanting to protect the youth from the military, places him in the trainee team dubbed Gamma Flight. I believe Walter Langowski is Sasquatch, by the way. After Alpha Flight and its trainee groups are officially disbanded, Gibney is recruited to join the first Omega Flight team, which is a group of professional criminals. Alongside Omega Flight, he battles Alpha Flight and is defeated. Alongside Omega Flight, though, he battles Alpha Flight again in the West Edmonton Mall and is defeated by Madison Jeffries. Afterwards, he goes on a crime spree, which ends when he battles and is captured by Wolverine after he severely injures and almost deletes Alpha Flight member Heather Hudson. Wild Child is subsequently pardoned under unrevealed circumstances and given membership in the new Gamma Flight. Alongside Gamma Flight, he battles Alpha Flight again. However, he then aids Gamma and Alpha Flight against Lan the Sorcerer's forces. When Gamma Flight is disbanded soon after that, he goes berserk over his depreciated status and attacks Pathway, who is another trainee. Gamma's leader, Nemesis, teleports him away during a fight with Heather Hudson, who is Guardian, and Wolverine, and he is captured by Wolverine. Department H would later help him overcome his psychological problems and cure his mental illness, train him in unarmed combat, and place him as a special operative in the Canadian government assigned Alpha Flight under the codename Weapon Omega. Alongside Alpha Flight, he battles Diablo. He joins Alpha Flight's Core Alpha, meets the second X-Factor team, and prevents the mind control Omerta from from taking out Italy's head of state. He also fights a Wild Child doppelganger during the Infinity War. Now, he is attacked by Wire, but rescued by Alpha Flight, and he searches for Nemesis and is held prisoner with her by Rock. But they are then rescued by Weapon X. He defeats Wire in personal combat, and he then learns about his true origin and changes his codename to Wildheart. That's a terrible name, dude. That's a terrible name. You were better off as Weapon Omega. Like, you should have just kept that. But anyways, he aids Alpha Flight in combat with the Wrecker and also becomes romantically involved with his teammate Aurora. How that happens, we don't know. Maybe it's a personality thing. I don't know. All right. Let me see here. His appearance eventually deteriorates back to its initial feral form, which prompts him to leave Alpha Flight and Aurora. He follows Valerie Cooper to the United States, where he joins the government-operated team X-Factor. There, he begins a romantic relationship with his teammate Shard. How that happens, we don't know. His teammate Sabretooth frequently attempts with little success to convince Wildchild to become a hunter like himself. He remains with the team until his body begins to mutate into a more feral form. He eventually degenerates to a near mindless state and is recruited into the new Weapon X team. As part of this draft, Wildchild is paired with Sabretooth to try to recruit Sunfire to the program. However, he refuses and badly burns Sabretooth, and when Wildchild mocks his burns, Sabretooth cuts his vocal cords and threatens to take out any member of the Weapon X medical staff who would operate on him, making sure that he would remain mute. That is messed up. Because we have to remember that even though he can heal, even though he has a healing factor, and I think one of the best examples of this is with Impulse, the DC character Impulse. Deathstroke shot Impulse in the knee and kept shooting him in the knee over and over again. So what would happen is Impulse has a heightened healing factor too, and it would heal almost instantly, but it wouldn't set correctly. Like, they had to do this. And so the way they could fix it was they had to basically put his leg in a brace and continually break his leg until they could have enough time to set it. So it was like torture. It's excruciating. But that's the best way to do it. So like when he hurt the vocal cords, he may heal. Like the wound may heal, but it's not restored. If that makes any sense. Like, you know, like, because with something like that, you would need surgery. So, yeah. All right. Now that I've over-explained that, his past flame, Aurora, is also recruited into the team, but she is not herself. After the Weapon X upgrades, she becomes cocky and aloof, snubbing the ugly Wild Child and even engaging in a relationship with the horribly disfigured director of the program. This becomes fuel for the fire when Brent Jackson attempts to undermine the authority of director Malcolm Colcord. And using Aurora's attitude towards him as motive, Jackson convinces Wildchild to join his splinter group. Wildchild was seen on the terminal screen as one of the mutants depowered after M-Day. His energy signature was found within the entity known as the Collective, along with the energy signatures of many other depowered mutants. And Wildchild recently demonstrated that his powers had actually returned, as well as previously erased memories. He even managed to best Wolverine in a quick fight, and he is now looking like his old Wildheart persona, which is, without being, like, disfigured. Wildchild appeared once more in conflict with Wolverine, aiding Omega Red and attempting to kill Logan. He was doing so under the order of the enigmatic Romulus. His plan consisted of dropping Logan into molten steel. However, he was interrupted by Omega Red and saved. While Wildchild and Omega Red battled each other, Logan managed to flee. Omega Red succeeded in distracting Wildchild and thus was able to capture him in his coils before throwing him into a vat of molten steel. So there's just like molten steel for you, molten steel for me, molten steel for everybody. Everybody's getting molten steel today. Now, in the new status quo for mutants post House of X and Powers of X, Professor X and Magneto invite all mutants to live on Krakoa and welcome even former enemies into their fold. Wildchild joins a loose group of outcast mutants operating under Mr. Sinister, which he called the Hellions, which also comprise of Havoc, Quentin, Empath, John Gray Crow, Nanny, and Orphan Maker. So he's there, but that's really all his history. What do you guys think? Like, I mean, it's just like, this guy is the constant underdog. Like, he gets thrown into stuff and, like, he gets a quick win over Wolverine, but really, how long would that last? Like, could he do it consistently? Probably not. This dude has just been, like, thrown through the ringer, though. Well, let me get into his powers, and we'll get into more of it. But I would love to know what you guys think. Like I said, you can always email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on Instagram and X under Super Deep Dive. And I'm also on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. If you want to like, comment, subscribe, share, all that good stuff, I would love it. But powers. Okay. Now, Kyle Gibney is a mutant who was experimented upon, genetically engineered by Secret Empire scientists using DNA replicated from Wire. He has superhumanly acute senses as well as superhuman speed, agility, reflexes, coordination, balance, and endurance. His teeth and nails are hardened and strong enough to rend substances as thick as bone. His body heals at a rate several times faster than that of a normal human being, but not quite at the rate of Sabretooth's healing factor. He also has various animal-like mutations common for feral mutants, like leaf-shaped ears, eyes with neither pupils nor irises, sharper than normal teeth with pronounced fang-like canines, and elongated fingernails and toenails which can be used as claw-like weapons, as well as his hunched body posture. He's an excellent hand-to-hand combatant with both special ops and martial arts training from Wolverine, as well as the Canadian government superhero flight program, and is also trained in acrobatics and gymnastics. In his bestial rages, he relies more on sheer ferocity than fighting skill. As Wildheart, the savage bestial side of his personality was suppressed by an unknown drug, but his savage self still threatened to overwhelm his sanity at all times. As a result of injuries suffered at the hands of Sabretooth, who prevented him from getting medical treatment, Wildchild was mute for a time. However, along with his renewed powers, he seems to have regained the ability to speak as well. Do you know why that is? Because of lazy writing, that's why. They needed a character, they brought him back and threw him in. Pure and simple. But fun facts, in 2014, Entertainment Weekly ranked Wildchild 93rd in their Let's Rank Every X-Men Ever list. I don't know how many was on that list, but 93rd isn't very high up. He's not a number one draft pick, that's for sure. Alright, Wildchild makes a non-speaking cameo appearance in X-Men the Animated Series episode One Man's Worth as a member of Magneto's Mutant Resistance. The Age of Apocalypse version of Wildchild received an action figure as part of Toy Biz's Age of Apocalypse toy line. and the Age of Apocalypse version of Wild Child received an action figure as part of Hasbro's Marvel Legends brand. So he's gotten a couple toys out there. He's made a little cameo appearance, but I mean, it's really nothing big. But yeah, I would love to know what you guys think. What are your opinions? Let me know in the comments. You can email me at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on Twitter or X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. I'd love to know what you think. But let me give you my final thoughts on this guy. So this dude was like, you may recognize him by this description. Like, he was toted around like a pet dog for so long. Like, he was literally on a leash that Sabretooth would have. That's probably his most popular iteration from the Age of Apocalypse timeline. I really can't see anything with this character that would go anywhere. I mean, like when he's pulled around like a little dog, he's like this cool little gremlin. But really, what kind of story would he bring to the table that we haven't already seen with Wolverine, Sabretooth, Daken, X-23, or any other Feral-type character? Like, he's been experimented on. Yeah, so is Wolverine. Like, that's his main story. So, it's really hard to look at that. Oh, he's been abused. Yeah, we know. Like, and that sucks. But there's really not a lot of uniqueness in his character. I'm sorry, man. Like, unfortunately, I feel like Wild Child could really fade into not just obscurity, but beyond that, like, into the depths, and no one would really notice. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sure he's got fans out there somewhere. Maybe. I'm sure people have his figure. But really, If you never heard from Wild Child again, you wouldn't miss him. And he's one of those things that I love looking for, like, random characters. And I see him and I'm just like, okay, and pass him by. Like, he's just really uneventful for me. But, like I said, I'm open to your opinions. If you disagree, let me know. If you have an idea for him, let me know. Because it would be great. But I think I'm going to step out for now. I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone is happy. And I hope everyone is safe. I hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. All right, guys. I will see you next time with Superhero Deep Dive. Bye-bye.